Gospel according to Mark. Jesus came home with his disciples. Again, the crowd gathered, making it impossible for them even to eat. When his relatives heard of this, they set out to seize him, for they said, "He is out of his mind." The scribes who had come from Jerusalem said, "He is possessed by Beelzebub, and by the prince of demons he drives out demons." Summoning them, he began to speak to them in parables. How can Satan drive out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand. That is the end of him. But no one can enter a strong man's house to plunder his property unless he first ties up the strong man. Then he can plunder the house. Amen, I say to you, all sins and all blasphemies that people utter will be forgiven them. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will never have forgiveness, but is guilty of an everlasting sin. For they had said, "He has an unclean spirit." His mother and his brothers arrived. Standing outside, they sent word to him and called him. A crowd seated around him told him, "Your mother and your brothers and your sisters are outside asking for you." But he said to them in reply, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" And looking around at those seated in the circle, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
So normally when you get a computer, you get a Microsoft computer, and it runs Microsoft.
some of this, and they find it helpful. We're kind of like this, because we find ourselves, after the fall, divided, split in half. On the one hand, having the choice to run an operating system that chooses evil, that chooses selfishness over love, or on the other hand, an operating system where, when we move forward in God's grace, we become more completely who He made us to be, and in the fullest, most glorious identity we can have in Him. There are also some problems when you try to run two operating systems. It makes the computer slower, less efficient, and it also can mean sometimes that you lose data, past memory you had in your computer, that you had stored, that the computer can't keep track of anymore because it's spending all of its brain energy on switching back and forth between these two systems. We experience this too, that we often don't know which way to go, how or what to choose, and that we too have lost some of our memory. The memory of what humanity was like in the garden when we didn't know sin, when we didn't know bad choices, but knew only love and God's mercy. Why would God let this happen to us? Why would He even make us if He knew we were going to make this terrible choice to run on two operating systems at once and to not know how to move forward? I can't answer that question right now. But here's part of the answer. God knows that we need to know, after trying all of these times to fix ourselves and for it not to work, that sometimes you do just have to pick up the phone and call customer service. And God's customer service does not make you wait 45 minutes. It speaks your language. And it wants to answer right away. God wants us to admit and to realize that we are not capable on our own of solving all of our problems, and that we need His help. This is why we sing today in the psalm that with the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. Not some redemption, not buy one get one redemption, fullness of redemption. Because the Lord wants to give to us, in response to our division, in response to our confusion, in response to our two operating systems, He wants to give us wholeness. First weekend preaching here, I feel like I owe you at least a bit of an explanation of who I am and what I'm doing holding you hostage during homilies over the summer. My name is Deacon Sam Bellafiore. I'm a seminarian for the Diocese of Albany, so I'm studying to be a priest. I'm from Bethlehem originally. I went to LaSalle in Troy, and then to the University of Notre Dame, where I studied philosophy and vocal performance. And a year from now, I can be ordained as a priest for the Diocese of Albany to come back and minister here for the rest of my life. And I'm studying at St. Joseph's Seminary, sometimes it's called Dunwoody, which is downstate in Yonkers. And the way I came here is maybe a complicated and a winding path, but part of what brought me here was this experience of realizing that I could not be whole by my own efforts. In high school, and this was a big part of how I came to believe in God again, I was sort of an atheist, and I didn't tell anyone, but I just decided I'm an atheist, the way you do it in sophomore year of high school. I went one day to my high school chapel where they had Eucharistic adoration. The host, Jesus' body and blood for Mass, exposed on the altar for quiet prayer. And I experienced there a peace and a wholeness that a lot of my decisions in life had never brought me. And I wanted more of that. This is why we come to Mass, always conscious of it, but we hunger for that wholeness. And Jesus promises that to us. It's why we come to the Eucharist, because if this altar is where we receive the wholeness that we desire so much, when we put our hands out and bring these two parts of ourselves together to receive Him, we can pray this throughout the Mass, but especially as we come up for communion. Lord, make me whole. He wants to answer us today.